friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Police thought woman was being uncooperative until she silently mouthed two words, "Help me." Written by Hallie Wells, read by Julie Provost. It's hard to imagine how we would respond in a terrifying situation, but an Atlanta woman who was being held hostage had the foresight and mouthed the words, "Help me," in order to communicate the nature of her situation. When reports directed police officers to a Piedmont Avenue apartment in Northeast Atlanta at the end of January, they knew they were responding to a domestic dispute. They'd been told that a woman and her child were being held against their will. However, upon arrival, the alleged abuse victim seemed to be uncooperative. Domestic abuse calls can be complicated. With loved ones and conflicting emotions involved, they are rarely straightforward. In fact, according to Fine Law, 80 to 90% of domestic violence victims recant their claims after police have been called. While they cannot drop domestic violence charges once the police are involved and the state files charges, they quite often choose to change or withdraw their original statements. It appeared that the victim on Piedmont might have been protecting her abuser. She refused to allow police officers into her home, and she refused to leave. However, she mouthed the words, "Help me," indicating her very real need for help. The suspect in the case is 34-year-old Andre Ross. He's believed to be the child's father, and he has multiple felony warrants. Police reported to ABC News that his alleged crimes include armed robbery, weapons-related offenses, obstruction, and probation violations. Police officers recognized the silent signal and set up a perimeter around the building. SWAT and hostage negotiators responded to the scene. They were able to talk him, Andre Ross, into surrendering without further incident, according to police. Charged with a false imprisonment, authorities took the suspect to the Fulton County Jail. Unfortunately, the woman and child left the apartment with police and went to a safe location. Thankfully, the woman responded in a way that kept both her and the child safe and still made police aware of the frightening events taking place within the home. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. Proverbs 3:13.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Strangers show up at hospital to do for newborn babies what their moms can't. Written by Julie Provost, read by Julie Provost. In Cordoba, a city in Argentina, a team of 49 women and one man volunteer to hold newborns in the hospital. They take two-hour shifts holding babies in their arms so they won't be left alone for too long in the incubators. The moms and dads of the babies are absent because of work, substance abuse, incarceration, injury, or even death. While it's heartbreaking to think that a parent wouldn't be able to hold their baby, having the volunteers there to step in is a blessing. Holding babies speeds up their neurological development, helps them gain weight, acclimate to the world, and sleep more soundly. All great things for a new baby so they can grow and thrive even while in the hospital. Nancy Sanchez-Zion, head of the maternity neonatology department, shares that 1,500 of the 5,200 babies born in their hospital every year require a stay period in the NICU, and about 15% of these need to be hugged for one reason or another. That is a decent amount of babies that need extra love and attention. With so many benefits to the babies, it is nice to know so many want to step up and volunteer to help. It's a way of giving back to the community and showing love to those who need it. The Provincial Maternity Hospital of Cordoba welcomes 50 volunteers to spend time hugging preemies or those whose mothers are absent. The volunteers are mostly women with one man, with 200 on the waiting list. So many want to get into the program to hold and love on the babies. Irma Castro, one of the volunteers, as well as a retired public teacher, explained, "I want the babies to be certain that since they were born, they were loved and accepted. It's amazing how valiant they are. They have such a desire to live." The program came about from a program in Canada for babies whose mothers were addicted to heroin. As of 2023, over a dozen hospitals in the U.S. have a similar program, including New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist Hospital. You can also find them in many other countries around the world. Many of the volunteers are mothers themselves. However, they will admit that it's a different type of hugging than they did with their own babies. The program is a part of the hospital's overall focus on human-centered neonatal care, a program that is truly making a difference in the lives of so many. "And the King shall answer and say to them, truly I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of my brothers, you have done it to me." Matthew 25:40.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.